Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I wrote an entire book called Jesus and Jihadis. It came out at the exact same time of the Paris attacks, confronting the rage of ISIS. First, I'm speaking as someone who has read the Quran, has read the Hadith and the Sirah, the Sunnah. Muhammad's words and actions were so special, they gave it a special name called the Sunnah. That is the Sirah, his biography, the Hadith, his actions. In Islam, there is a standing kill order to kill the kefir. The kefir is the word that we sometimes hear, non-believer or infidel. The kefir is actually the Arabic term, and a kefir can be abused, a kefir can be mocked, a kefir can be raped, a kefir, you can do anything to a kefir. Allah does not love a kefir. So first, let me just set the tone with my answer that it is a standing kill order in Islam, and I'm known for making the statement I'm about to repeat. If Muhammad were alive today, he would not only join the Islamic State, he would be leading it. The Islamic State finds motivation for every single thing they do in the Quran. There's four surahs or ayahs. A surah is a chapter, ayah is a verse. There are four ayahs that endorse sex slavery in the Quran. So what we see happening with little girls, that's endorsed. We see endorsements for domestic violence in the Quran. So I just want to make sure you understand the context, Nancy, with which the question's being asked. When we compare that to the Old Testament, what do we see with the Old Testament God? What we see is certainly not prescriptive. It's descriptive, but it's not prescriptive. And after 400 years, I want to make sure you understand the chronology of the Canaanites and those that lived in what became the Promised Land. God gave Joshua the blessing to go in and to kill those people who were against God. And we see different narrative language use. And so we have to understand the narrative of the Old Testament. I mean, when I say that the Kansas City Chiefs killed the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV, I don't mean they actually killed them. I'm using a cliche. I'm using a descriptive narrative that everybody in our own time would understand. So I want to make sure you understand the cadence of the Old Testament. When you look at the war passages of the Old Testament, they are first not prescriptive. Secondly, they are after serious amounts of God's grace, of time of God's grace. I mean, look at, you could also bring up the passage of Samson when those 3,000 people die. You could say innocently, well, those were the Philistines. Those were people that had set themselves up against God. God had tried to redeem them year after year after year. And so, again, it is not apples to apples with what we see. There is a big difference with what we're seeing in the Islamic State versus what we see with the Old Testament God. Susie, I could give you a lot more than that, but I think I can leave it right there, and hopefully that's answered Nancy's question. I'd encourage them to read my book, Jesus and Jihadis, because I discuss that.
We'll have to get you back to talk about that. But you think about when a culture of wickedness prevails, the vulnerable and the poor are the ones who suffer the most. I mean, that right there is a contrast. I mean, Jesus, our God, is a God of righteousness, and he's protective of the vulnerable. And when there's a culture of utter wickedness and a lack of fear of God, many people suffer. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.